Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Ashlyn.
I'm Elle.
We are Lovey Cosplay.
And this is Shit Cosplayers Say. We actually have some updates for you.
Updates? What are those?
With cons being canceled, we haven't had those for a really long time.
Well, first and foremost, we hope that you had a chance to hang out with us last weekend for our Q&A. Shit Cosplayers Chat.
I'm going to assume it went fine. I don't know. I guess we'll let you guys know next time we record how that went.
I'm sure it was great.
I'm sure it was fine. I'm sure you guys had a great time. We played some games, talked about random things.
Shenanigans ensued. The usual.
Hopefully it was good so we can do it again. We will also be having some content with Anime Fusion Online in October. So stay tuned for that. That will include a live show. So we will be bringing the live show back out in October.
So make sure you go follow Anime Fusion on all of your social media and hang out with us there.
We are finally getting back to some of our contracts from our cons that did not happen in 2020. So hopefully we'll have some guesting announcements for you within the next month or so.
And hopefully the Rona's cleared up enough that we can actually have cons next year.
I mean, I'm hoping by the summer that'll be a thing, but I guess we'll have to wait and see.
So wear your mask and wash your hands and don't touch your face.
I mean, granted, I still haven't gotten the motivation to make anything, so I don't have a lot of con plans.
I am currently sifting through all of my crafting supplies and moving them around and reorganizing them for my new craft room setup. So, I mean, that's progress in its own way, I guess.
I mean, it is. I'm more motivated to organize as well than I am actually to sew something, but I probably should start sewing something.
I get like that at work sometimes too, where the chaos of my office will just become too much, and I legit have to take half a day or an entire day just cleaning and filing because I can't handle the workspace anymore. It's like, I can't do this.
I'm pretty sure for me, it's more of an avoidance tactic.
I mean,
I'm just not getting it done. I am very overwhelmed at my job, and so it doesn't take a lot to overwhelm me in general. So all these projects I need to do, like redoing our wigs for ICL and starting Hinoto, like the smallest little bits of it just start to overwhelm me a little bit.
You gotta break it down into the baby sections.
I know, but my brain's so fried that sometimes I can't even find those. So it's a process that I have to work through that hopefully I can start at some point here, because hopefully we'll go to ICL in 2021.
And we won't still be banned from Spain.
And I need to redo these wigs here so that eventually when we can see each other again, because currently Iowa has too much Rona, and I now work in person, we cannot see each other again, so we cannot physically work on anything. It makes it very interesting working on an international competition that's primarily performance when you can't directly work with your cosplay partner.
Wow, details.
It's a very interesting process because we still can't rehearse with each other.
We're going to have to, Skype rehearse.
I know, we're probably going to get to a point where we're going to have to, Skype rehearse and have, wig stands as stand-ins for each other to try to even see if this blocking looks okay, because I don't know when we're going to see each other again.
I'm going to have to use the camera tripod because my wig stand was broken, so I threw it away.
The stage at ICL is big enough that we could probably do all our blocking with a 6-foot distance.
I mean, probably.
So we could wear masks and block outside and be six feet apart the whole time.
Yep.
I feel like that doesn't make a very good picture on stage, though.
Probably not.
No.
We should try to avoid that.
We probably should. I guess we'll just get COVID tested right before we're going to see each other every time.
Oh, yes, because that sounds like lots of fun.
You got to do what you got to do. I can't help that Iowa's broken.
Don't let your dreams be dreams.
Don't let your dreams be dreams. Gotta figure it out somehow.
Yeah, make it work.
We gotta rehearse to do a performance competition. So although we can craft separately, it's quite difficult to do a performance competition when you are not near each other. it's a good time. Because we can get all our details together and our beads and our wigs and all of that. Although the one thing I am not getting, even though I'm sure I'm going to get some flack for it, is going to be red contacts for Judar. Because I know he's got red eyes, but I just can't handle these contacts.
There's a lot of people that can't wear them, so that's not all that unusual, really.
Well, and that's actually what our episode is on today, is the ever constant questions regarding contacts and cosplay.
Speaking of contacts, do you know who is credited with inventing the concept of contact lenses?
No.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
He kind of referenced the whole premise behind it in his Codex of the Eye Manual D from 1508.
Neat.
Yep, there's a little random trivia for you.
I hope there's a lot of random contact trivia for this episode.
Nope, that's it. That's all you get.
That's it? That's all we get? What?
That's all you get.
What?
I know.
If you go on a cosplay help and advice forum, you will see posted at least 5 times a day, where can I buy contacts for cosplay?
I feel like if you're counting how many times this topic comes up, you spend way too much time on these forums.
It happens so often that I've actually turned most of them off.
Oh, good.
Because I got tired of just seeing, where can I get contact lenses for cosplay?
Of course, my first answer is always going to be your eye doctor.
Well, right. I think people forget that contact lenses are a medical device.
I have been wearing contact lenses for over 20 years now. They are definitely a medical device first and foremost, and a cosmetic device last.
And even the ones that are, not prescription, it's still basically a medical device.
That's the thing about lenses, is that they're very specific, because everybody's eyes are different. So even if you're wearing a plano lens, which is a zero power, there are still other components that are going to be different for each person as far as what is going to be comfortable or not. So I figured, as somebody that's worn lenses for a long time, I kind of take you guys who aren't familiar with it through what the anatomy of your lens box or packaging is going to kind of look like. I know some of them come in boxes, some of them come in jars. It just depends on the brand. But first and foremost, you're going to have your brand name. It's pretty self-explanatory. Next, you're going to have the letters either PWR or SPH, and that stands for power or sphere, which essentially is the strength of your prescription. So if you're nearsighted, it's going to have a negative before the number. If you're farsighted, there's going to be a positive before the number. If the power is incorrect, if you actually require a prescription, you're going to experience some negative side effects like blurred vision, headaches, dizziness, nausea. Anybody that's ever worn glasses, or even just readers that are the wrong script, have probably felt this before. It's also important to note that just because you wear glasses, your prescription is probably going to be different if you wear lenses. So if you've never worn lenses before, you still should see a medical provider to get the proper prescription for them. Because glasses are meant to be worn away from your face, whereas the lens goes directly over the eye.
I never thought about that before.
Because on average, it's about 1 to 1.5 centimeters away is where the actual glasses are compared to directly sitting on top of your cornea.
That makes sense, that because it's in direct contact with the cornea, which is what you're using to view, you would need something different for that assistance. I've just never thought about it before.
I know. All sorts of fun stuff.
The more you know.
The more you know. The next one that you're going to see typically is going to say BC or base curve. And essentially that's going to be the measurement of the curve of the lens. Your cornea, depending on the person, could be a little bit of a different shape or size. Because obviously some people have larger heads, larger eyeballs than others, larger corneas, just depending on your genetic makeup. So the smaller the number, the curvier it is, the higher the number, the flatter. It's more important for hard contact lenses. You get a little bit more leeway with the softer lenses. If your base curve's wrong, your lenses aren't going to stay put where they're supposed to. They're just going to kind of slide around and they might feel irritated.
So the curve part is why those of us with astigmatism have a really hard time with contacts, isn't it?
Well, and astigmatism is like this whole other issue on top of it.
That's one of the main reasons I can't wear them, is because I have astigmatism.
Well, and they do make lenses for astigmatism.
Right.
But, and I don't have astigmatism, so I'm not confident in talking about the specific, like the cone and all that, that have to deal with those particular parts of the lens versus what your eye does.
It's basically they have to make a contact lens that's in a very specific shape because our eye is shaped differently. It's not rounded like what you would
expect. They're a lot more specific than regular contacts, which are already extra complicated.
For me, like, I don't like putting things in my eyeball. I just don't.
I mean, that's fair. That definitely takes some getting used to.
Contacts for astigmatism are extremely expensive.
Yeah, they are going to be more expensive than your just regular lenses.
So for me, it's like, I don't know that all this money is worth me wanting to scratch my eyes out while I'm at the con.
Speaking of scratching your eye.
Oh, goodness.
The next most common number you're definitely going to see on there is the lens diameter, which is probably going to be abbreviated to either like a D or a DIA. And that's going to be the actual width of the lens. Standard is going to be between like 13.5 to 15 millimeters. If it is the wrong size, it can lead to irritation or even abrasions.
Yeah.
So you can actually scratch your eye if you have the incorrect size of lens. I had this issue with my Nehalennia cat eye contacts that I had purchased. My daily wear lenses for reference that I wear are 14, and my daily wear colored lenses that I ordered typically are 14.2. But these, I believe, were 14.5. And even just that like slightest difference, my eyes were a complete wreck by the end of the day at the con. And I had to wear my regular contacts instead of the other colored lenses that I brought for the weekend for the rest of the con. And I actually had to put my glasses on for like 2 weeks after just to let my eyes heal.
Not worth it, especially since those stupid lenses wouldn't stay put anyway.
I know. Well, those were extra fun because, I mean, they're meant to float
right
on your eye. And so they were a cat eye, but they kept spitting. And so I kept having to, like, fix them. There's a couple pretty funny photos of my eyes being
there's some eyes. Outtakes of those contacts.
I know. They were pretty entertaining. So some additional info that's going to vary based on your actual lenses. If you're looking at your prescription and sometimes it's marked on the box, it might say OD or OS. OD stands for oculus dexter, which is Latin for right eye. And it's always going to be the first number on your written prescription. OS stands for oculus sinister, and I'll let you guess what that stands for. If you said left eye, you are correct. another important thing to consider is going to be the water content. I mean, yes, they are pretty much plastic. But your water content is going to be a percentage of how much your lens is made of water. For the newer style of contacts, it's going to refer to how much water your lenses can hold while hydrated. This is going to go anywhere from 38% all the way up to 75%. So there's quite a variation there. Low is better for people that have naturally dry eyes. They're typically more comfortable to wear. The higher the water content is usually a thicker lens. But the moisture can draw the tears out away from your eyes, making your eyes actually more prone to dehydration, which most people would think it would be the other way, where the high lenses would be for a dry eye and the low would not, but it's not. But the higher the water content, typically the more suitable they are for longer wear due to how much oxygen they allow through the lens. So if you're going to see probably a higher water content on the ones that are like made specifically to wear for like a month at a time, or the ones that you're allowed to sleep in. But scripts are usually good for 1 to 2 years in the United States. It depends on where you live. But yeah, no, lots and lots of little things. The material usually if you actually see a material name, it's just going to be whatever the patented name is of the specific kind of silicone that they use to create your lens. So if you find one that you like better than others, you could always try to find another lens that is made out of the same material. You might find that you're allergic to some of them. I mean, it is a foreign substance that you're sticking on a membrane on your body. So definitely something to be concerned about.
Then if they want to get contacts that won't cause big issues, where should we look? Because I've seen, like, questions about, say, finding contacts on eBay for $5, or somebody selling, God forbid, used contacts.
Again, the first thing I'm going to tell you is that you need to talk to your eye doctor. Your eye doctor will sell you colored lenses. I've seen a lot of eye doctors that'll even carry, like, the Halloween lenses. So, I mean, don't assume that you can't get colored lenses from an actual optometrist. In the U.S. specifically, there is a law that states that your eye doctor has to give you your contact lens prescription, whether you ask for it or not. So you can't have that information withheld from you if you go and you go to get fitted. They have to provide you the information so that you're allowed to take it to any dealer and give them your prescription and essentially be able to shop around, because we like capitalism, I guess.
I mean, I get that what a lot of people are trying to do is save money, but I feel like the safety of your eyes is not a place to save money.
Yeah. Well, on the flip side of that, though, is unfortunately in the United States, you are required to give your prescription to the company so that they can prove that you have one, essentially. Now, I know that a lot of you are going to look elsewhere and that you're not going to go talk to an eye doctor. So I will give you a few tips. I'm not going to name anybody specifically because personally, I don't want that kind of liability. As far as saying, oh yeah, try this store, they're great.
We don't want to get sued.
I'm not going to do that. I am not an optometrist. And if I were an optometrist, I would still tell you to go see your eye doctor, because in the United States, it's against the law to purchase them from somewhere else. But you're going to want to find a reputable seller. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say, that's not eBay. Period. The end. Because eBay's made up of tons and tons and tons of sellers. Ask around. I mean, we've already told you that this shows up like 5 times a day on cosplay help forums. So check the internet, see what other people are saying. Ask your friends. You have friends that probably wear colored lenses that they got somewhere. Ask them where they got them. Who do they prefer to order from? If you've never ordered lenses before, look for reviews for the specific brands that you're looking at. Typically, I'll find that somebody will like a particular brand and they'll stick with it because of all those specifications that we listed earlier. So if you find something and you know that this material works well with your eye, the water content feels comfortable, the curve feels good, the diameter is fine, and it stays in place like it's supposed to, you get no irritations from the actual lens itself or from the solution that it's stored in when it's shipped to you, most people will find something they like and kind of stick with it. Once you find a comfortable pair of lenses, make sure that you take down all that important information, like the base curve and the diameter and whatever else is available to you. Knowing that information is more likely that you're going to be able to find something that you like and is comfortable for you in the future. And if you experience problems with random lenses that you order on the internet, take them out immediately. If it's been more than you might feel like, oh, I just need to let it sit for a minute. Okay. You let it sit for a couple minutes to see if the irritation after initially poking yourself in the finger with your eye goes away, and it doesn't. Take them out, check them over, make sure there's no rips or rough edges or anything like that. If your problem persists even after removing your lenses, please, please, please contact a medical professional immediately. You only get one set of eyes.
But Ash, what can happen if we don't follow these directions?
lots and lots of bad things.
Because I feel like people don't realize how sensitive your eyes actually are to, like, yes, different types of ailments and injuries.
So the most common things you're going to see are going to be anything on the low end. Increased tear flow, some itching, burning. But, I mean, there's a whole variety. I mean, potentially you could have vision loss, including permanent vision loss in your eye. And nobody wants that. I mean, cosplay is not worth going blind over. Don't do it. Light flashes. Those are bad. If you see the little lightning streaks, that typically means something in your eye is disconnecting. Don't risk it. Either go to the emergency room or call your eye doctor. Pain, infection, swelling of either your cornea or your entire eye, redness, other sorts of irritation, burning, itching, stinging, discharge. Everybody likes that word. Discharge. Ugh. Light sensitivity. Like, oh God, now I need to sit in the dark. Yeah, huge variety. So we'll go through some of the major ailments, I guess, and maybe a little bit over what they're caused by. So infections are pretty common. Most lens infections are caused by bacteria. They can cause scarring and vision loss, sorry to say. Usually they're going to be treated with antibiotics, but it depends on what causes the infection. Because if it's actually caused not by bacteria, but like by a fungus or an amoeba, which having things living in your eye sounds super gross, they can actually take months to potentially treat and can be really difficult to treat. You might have to have surgery if you have one of those types of infections in your eye. Hypoxia is a fun word for you. Lack of oxygen.
Yep.
So your cornea takes in directly from the air oxygen. When you're putting lenses in, you are covering up your cornea. So your oxygen permeability, which we talked about a little bit later, how much oxygen your lens lets in, is important. So your lens sits right there where the oxygen's supposed to go in. If you don't get enough oxygen, it can cause it to swell. It can cause cloudy vision. You're going to see this a lot more frequently with people that sleep in their lenses, because not only are you covering it up, but then your eyes are also closed. So that's like a double barrier to getting oxygen to your eyes.
I'm pretty sure that's why you're not supposed to sleep in your contact lenses, unless they're made for that.
Here's another fun word for you. Conjunctivitis.
Mm.
Pink eye.
Yes, the children's disease known as pink eye.
So most likely this is going to be, unless it's legit, like pink eye, as far as like a viral or bacterial infection. Most of the time, this is going to be your body treating your contact or the solution that it's in as an allergen. Yeah. You can have an actual allergic reaction to the type of material that your lens is made out of. You could have an allergic reaction to the type of solution that your lens is stored in. Or you could be having an allergic reaction to this type of solution that you clean your lenses with. So you might need to experiment a little bit to figure out which one of those it is, unfortunately, but better safe than sorry, you know? Dry eye. Normally, when you're blinking, you're spreading tears across your eye, underneath your eyelids. Normally, this will lower your chance of getting an eye infection. It'll remove dirt or other debris. If your tears are insufficient, though, in either quantity or quality, they'll get dry and irritated. A lot of people will solve this just by using eye drops. If you're using eye drops, though, make sure they're mint. Not all eye drop brands are safe to use with lenses. Oh, this one I've had before. Scratched corneas. So you can get this from your fingernails when you're removing your lenses. Your lens diameter, we talked about earlier, if it's the wrong size, it can move around and it can cause it to scratch cornea, either putting it in, taking it out, or even just when it's kind of not where it's supposed to be. Dirt buildup. If you don't clean your contact lenses thoroughly enough, the dirt can actually scratch your eye. So the only thing you can do in this point is take them out and let your eyes heal. It can lead to infection because, I mean, it is an abrasion. So if it's not properly treated, you can get an infection. And we already talked about how bad that is.
I'm guessing that's part of why contacts expire too, right?
Yeah, well, and the materials can break down and you really shouldn't wear them past what their normal use is anyway. I've had lenses rip before.
Right.
I've had lenses where the edges of them will actually start to degrade. Mm. Like if you take it out, you can actually look at it. And if it doesn't have that crisp, clean line all the way around, I mean, it's time to throw them away. If there's a tear in it, it's time to throw them away. There's no salvaging them at that point. Get them out.
And I think it's also good to note that there is no substitute for contact lenses, so please don't try to make your own. Unfortunately, oh God, no. I have seen this once in a blue moon where people attempt to color their contacts with makeup or markers or think they can use a different material. You cannot make your own contact lenses.
No.
You can't.
Don't try to color them yours. I've seen people try to paint them with acrylic. That yep. is a terrible plan. Don't do it.
Just, no, do not. You are putting this in your eyeballs. Oh, I can't even, the amount of pain if you had acrylic paint in your eyes. Like, I've accidentally done that because, like, I'm painting and I wipe my eye or something. Like, you don't want that.
You don't want that, I promise.
Like, just don't put anything near your eyes that's not made for your eyes, period.
Yeah. So, when you're wearing them, step one, and we've talked about this a lot lately because of the Rona, wash your damn hands.
Oh nope, my goodness. I can only imagine like how many people don't, and then like they've been eating spicy food or something, and like, ouch.
Nothing scented, nothing with perfumes, nothing with oils, just mild soap and water. Wash your hands. We just talked about how putting stuff in your eyes, you can get fungal infections and amoeba and bacteria, and you can put dirt on it, which can scratch your eye. Like, wash your hands. It's really easy. There's like songs about it and everything. A couple more like con or I guess convention related specifics. Hairspray.
Oh.
Use your hairspray before you put your lenses in. You don't want hairspray in your lenses. Like...
Didn't we have a story from, yeah, at our C2E2 live show, one of the audience members told us the story of how his roommate got hairspray on her contact lenses and then put them in because the contact lenses were sitting on the sink.
They were on the counter.
Yeah, and then she put them in and they had to go to the hospital.
Oh, yes. Don't do that.
Don't do that,
bad
guys.
Plan. Yeah. Keep them sealed in their case.
And even that, if you get hairspray on the case and then you touch the case and you put it in your eyeball, you're still probably going to get hairspray in your eyeballs.
Yeah. Wash the case. Wash your hands.
Like, just keep the case away from everything.
Away. Keep it away. A lot of cases actually have cases that they fit inside of.
Yes, I've noticed that. Yeah, that you can put, like, there's the outer case and then the nice interior case.
Yeah, you got your little case where your actual lens case fits into. Where the lenses go with your left and your right, but then you'll also have an outer case that fits inside. And a lot of times they'll have, depending on where you get them, they'll either have a spot for you to put like your eye drops. I know one of the cases that I had gotten actually had a little bottle for you to put your solution in and one of these like weird little stick things with a little like plunger at the end for you to help you put your contacts in.
Oh,
I've never used
the
it,
stick.
But I've seen them before. I mean, I got it when
I mean,
one
I guess
of my contact
that makes
orders.
Sense. So you're not putting it on your hands.
Well, I mean, you still have to put it on your hands to wash it, though.
That's like, true.
You're not getting out of doing it, but eye makeup. So put in your lens, then put your eye makeup on because you don't want to be touching your eyeballs with all your makeup. You're just going to screw your makeup up first and foremost. But like, can you imagine like falsies? Like you're trying to hold your eye open so you can stick your other finger in with like falsies or nails. I'm just like imagining like my Nehalennia claws and then the false eyelashes, and it's just a bad combo.
Do the contacts first.
Do the contacts first, and then take the makeup off before you remove your lenses. Because again, if you're touching your eye with your makeup on and you're trying to take your lenses out, you're just going to get makeup on your lenses, and then it's going to be in your lens case, and You're going to touch your eye. No, just don't do it. Different types of lenses require different types of care. So be sure to follow essentially the instructions by either your healthcare provider or your manufacturer. Because, I mean, if they're daily wears, if they're single use, if they're extended use, depending on what they're made out of, they're going to have different requirements for cleaning and storage. Because some of them, like, I used to have the really extended wear ones that you would wear for, like, 6 months to a year. And you had to put them in this, like, super special case with this, like, weird solution that, like, ate all the stuff off the outside. It was, like, hardcore. But then if you didn't clean that off properly whenever you were taking them out, like, it burned like an SOB. But it depends on what... A lot of them that I get now are just the super easy ones where all you have to do is, like, use saline. And it makes my life happy.
But... That sounds a little bit easier. You just squirt the saline over them and clean them off.
Yeah, so you'll have, like, a regular, like, cleaning solution and then just regular artificial tears or a saline solution as far as, like, cleaning and storage goes. And it makes life just so much better. I know it sucks if you're at the con and you lose contact, but don't use tap water.
Oh, no.
I'm sure that we've all been guilty of this. But again, we just talked about bacteria, viruses, amoebas getting into your eye and causing infection. It's a poor choice. Let's try not to do it. I always try to keep in my care kit at least a small thing of either saline or artificial tears just in case. So that I have something that I can wash my hands first, then wash my lens off, and then put it back in. Along that same lines, don't put your lenses in your mouth, please.
What?
I know, right? Like, you always heard when you were a kid, like, how much dirtier the human mouth is than, like, a dog's mouth. And then people are like, dog's mouth, but dogs eat poop. And you're like, well, that should tell you how dirty the human mouth is. Don't put your lenses in your mouth. Saliva, even if it's your own saliva, is not a good substitute for saline solution.
No.
Yep.
No.
And I only say this because I know people that have done it. Lord. So just don't do it. It's a bad choice.
It's a terrible choice.
Do clean them after every use. And every time you put them in. Like, I always clean them when I take them out, and I clean them when I put them back in. Because cleaning them twice isn't going to hurt anything. It just means I got more dirt off. Lens cases. You're done with your case, wash it. Like, you put your lenses in, wash your case out, rinse it, and let it air dry. It's pretty easy, but that'll help keep your lenses better for longer if you don't. Because any of that gunk that you had in your contact lens that you just stuck in your case is now in your case. So clean it afterwards. And they recommend actually throwing those away every 3 months, which is why they're dirt cheap. You can buy like huge packs of them on Amazon. And most places I know that you order contacts from will send them to you for free. So use them, change them, dispose of them when you're done with them. You touched on this already. Don't wear someone else's lenses.
I'm sure people do this a lot.
Don't do it. You just got all of their eye germs in your eye.
Like, you shouldn't share makeup. You definitely shouldn't share contact lenses.
Yeah, they say you shouldn't share, like, most, like, makeup brushes, any sort of eye makeup, like, don't do it with the lenses. Like, I wouldn't even share contact lenses with, like, not that he needs a prescription, but with my husband. Like, I wouldn't even share lenses with him, because that's gross. Like, I don't need his eye germs in my eyeballs.
No, it doesn't matter how close you are to someone, they still have germs.
Yes.
I mean.
And, like, and your body could have an adverse reaction to that, so don't do it.
Because, I mean, we and have again, a shared makeup case, but we'll make sure to use different brushes and wash them out and that kind of stuff.
We have our own sets of brushes
that
we keep, and our own sponges. Like, that's all separate. We have our own, like, separate eye makeup.
Yeah, we definitely don't share mascara or eyeliner.
No. And if we are going to share, like, the stuff where you use the individual wands, we have different wands for that.
Right.
Like, don't do it. It's not worth it. And don't sleep in your lenses. We talked about this already a couple times. If they are made for it, that's one thing, but if you're not wearing the right kind of lenses and you're sleeping in them, you can reduce the amount of oxygen that gets to your cornea, which can cause problems.
This entire episode basically confirms why I just definitely don't want to wear contact lenses ever.
Well, I feel like almost all of these things can be like, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Oh, it's all just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yep. And I apologize if we're coming off across a little lectury, but you literally only get one set of eyes. Please take care of them.
And people ask these questions all the time. And I know that a lot of times on forums, when people ask certain questions, they're not actually looking for the real answers. They're looking to validate their poor choice. Like, I get that.
Yes, a lot.
That is typically why someone will post some of these questions on a forum.
I am not going to validate your poor choices when it comes to your eye health.
Yeah.
Not a thing.
They're looking for someone to validate their poor choice. So, you know, if they're asking whether or not they should buy these lenses on eBay, it's because really they're looking for someone to validate their poor choice. Like, they're going to make the choice, but it makes them feel better if someone validates that choice.
I know. I've actually seen lenses for sale at cons before, and I don't like it.
Yeah, that's iffy. And that's pretty common, too, to have them for sale at conventions.
Yeah.
That was back even, like, way back in the day, you could buy lenses in the dealer's room.
No, I don't know. I haven't looked and seen any recently, so I don't know since the laws changed if that's still a thing or if people are just doing it under the table. Or, I mean, I'm not sure what the laws are regarding Plano lenses, because you might not require a prescription for Plano lenses. But
yeah, I don't know, because the ones that don't have a prescription in them may have some different rules.
It's still really good to get fitted because, I mean, I've gone through several different brands of lenses before I found something that was comfortable. I mean, just because something used to work for you doesn't mean it's going to work for you in the future. You know, if your lifestyle changes, you might require a different kind of lens. People talk about cost a lot, but I really noticed that, like, the cost is the same. If I was wearing the extended use contacts that lasted, like, let's say 6 months, and then maybe I got the weekly contacts the next time, a 6 month supply is the same, like, regardless of which one I'm getting. So, like, the cost shouldn't be any different overall, whether you're wearing dailies or weeklies.
I think the cost comes from the fact that they buy these contacts, but then may not have cons again for, like, 6 months, and they've only worn them, like, 3 times, and then they have to throw them out. So I think that's part of where people get hung up on cost, is you still, doesn't matter how many times you've worn them, when their date's up, you have to chuck them. I think that's where people get stuck, though, because they know they're going to maybe have worn it, like, 3 times over the summer and then not have a con again for months and months, and they don't feel they got their money's worth out of it, as opposed to contacts that you wear every day. Now, like, you wear some of your colored ones randomly, so you get your money out of them.
Well, and I definitely get my money out of my lenses, because for that specific reason, if I go to the con and I open a pack of greens, I just wear green for however long until I'm ready to switch to a new pack. Or if I have more than one pack open, I'll switch back and forth between them until I'm ready to switch to a new pack. So, I mean, obviously not with, like, the red ones that I used for Princess Lady or Sarah's Victoria, but
do you remember when we went to that breakfast restaurant and you did have your red contacts in?
I did. It was great.
And you freaked out the waitress?
I did. It was awesome. I have my Usagi contacts in right now, and everyone's like, your eyes are so blue. And I was like, thanks, they're fake.
They're fake, because you have Usagi contacts in. So
nobody said anything the entire time I had my Ivy lenses in, though.
No.
But that's because they're a little bit more of a natural color. Because these are obnoxiously blue, as opposed to, like, the green is really subtle and could probably actually be my eye color if my eyes were green.
So the other big question around contacts always falls into competitions. Do you have to wear contacts for cosplay, specifically in relationship to competing? No.
No!
I never have. I have never worn contacts, and I have never once had anyone say anything to me. Well,
no.
I take that back. I have had people say things to me, like, on the con floor and whatnot, that my eye color's wrong, but I've never had a judge say anything to me.
How very ableist of them.
I know, like, right? Like, I legit cannot wear them. Like, right? It's not worth the amount of irritation it would cause me to wear them. I can change my eye color in, like, Lightroom or something if I need to.
Well, and frankly, who cares?
Well, right. In the end, like, who cares what color your eyes are for your costume? Like, most of the time, nobody even knows what color eyes your character has anyway. Like, the only time people tend to remember is if they have something really, really specific, like Ciel, for instance, has a really specific eye. Like, maybe when they're red, people kind of tend to notice that.
Because it's, like, an abnormal color.
Right, but other than that, nobody has a freaking idea what color eyes your character is supposed to have.
Well, and I'm just thinking, like, even... I mean, it's such an ableist... It's almost an ableist and a classist thing to just kind of, like, harp on somebody about. Because on the one hand, like, if you physically can't wear lenses, like, that's just your body not being able to wear lenses. It's
right.
No different than any other type of device you can or cannot use. And lenses are a luxury for people that don't have a prescription where they wear them every day like I do. Like, I can use my health savings plan to buy contact lenses that are colored. For those of you that have health savings plans and you didn't know that colored contacts lenses are tax deductible, they totally are, as long as they're prescription lenses. So here's some food for thought for you. I mean, they're a luxury. They're a they're a type of cosmetic, essentially. And they're not cheap as far as that kind of thing goes. Like, I might spend, you know, $30 to $50 on a pair of colored lenses that I get to wear like 3 or 4 times, like, at the con. But if I didn't wear them every day, then I'd be like, no, that's dumb. Why would I do that?
It's just basically become an expectation that the community has that I don't completely understand.
I don't agree with that. I think it's stupid.
I also think it's stupid. And if you ever do a competition and a judge gets you on, like, gets you for not wearing contacts, you need to talk to the convention because they are not allowed to do that. Yes, you have a shitty judge because you cannot judge someone on something in relationship to their physical appearance or medical needs.
Yes.
If you have a judge that does that, you need to talk to the convention.
Yeah, contact lenses have absolutely nothing to do with craftsmanship and therefore have no place in discussion in a craftsmanship competition.
You do not have to wear contacts. I won't be wearing contacts for internationals because I can't wear them, and it's okay.
It's
what
okay.
What I do instead sometimes, though, is I'll use makeup that's similar to the color that their eyes might have been to kind of give some of that illusion, whether I, like, do an eyeliner in that color. Like, for chat, I use a bright green eyeliner because I don't wear contacts. For Judar, we emphasize the red makeup that he already has because I don't put contacts in my eyeballs. So I've seen a lot of Yuna cosplayers that will do, like, eyeshadow with the blue and the green instead of doing the two different contacts. You've got options.
Like, again, I'm one of those people that wears contacts on a daily basis, so having green and blue colored contacts isn't a huge deal for me, but for somebody to normally buy pairs of both of those, you're, like, wasting half a pair to have their left eye one color and their right eye the other color. So, yeah, I like to do the eyeliner and the eyeshadow anyway, because I like the way it looks and it makes the color pop, especially if you're not necessarily gonna have anybody up close and personal in your business anyway. I think it looks nice in photos, but it's not super necessary. I mean, but that's definitely a good nod, is doing that. I like it, especially, like you said, for characters that have kind of, like, abnormal eyes, like the red, because you're showing the nod to that particular, like, feature about them without putting yourself at a health risk, which is important, because cosplay is a hobby, and you should never risk blindness for cosplay.
I'm not even sure where the whole contact craze started. I think it started when we were on, like, our massive hiatus from cosplay. Because it was definitely something that we were very surprised by when we came back in, like, 2013, 2014.
Well, it's also one of those things that I think has become more popular as social media has exploded and as just the availability of lenses is far greater now than it used to be, because it did used to be that you had to go to your eye doctor and that was the only place you could get colored lenses, period, the end. or that color lenses weren't even very accessible, even to those who had an optometrist, because they particularly didn't carry those specific brands. So I think as far as like internet shopping has exploded and social media has exploded to the point where people are more aware of them and aware of their presence, and more people started using them, they just started becoming more popular. Now, on the flip side of that, unfortunately, you have the negative connotations where people are kind of ableist in classes when they're like, oh, well, you're not wearing contact lenses. Your eyes are the wrong color.
I do understand why, particularly for social media influencers who are primarily going to be seen from like the shoulders up, why they're so obsessed with contacts. Because you're not going to see in an Instagram live or in a selfie like your entire costume. So it becomes kind of a focal point of the media that they're posting.
Right. Well, and you're going to be like, oh, well, that's super cool. So-and-so has red eyes.
Right.
Gives you something to talk about. And then, you know, how people chase what's popular.
So I think it because of all the social media, it just became a thing that people assumed you had to have to be quote unquote accurate.
Well, and you see that with a lot of trends in general when it comes to stuff like that. If influencers gain traction and a lot of them have the same little nuances within their photo sets or their costume sets or their makeup posts or whatever it might happen to be, you'll notice some people just start to think that that's a hard and fast rule because they themselves want to have that notoriety.
I highly doubt that any social media influencer became famous because they wore contacts, though. So
well, no.
Don't panic, guys. Like, it's not, friends, this is not a requirement of cosplay. No. Most people will not even notice whether or not your eyes are correct, quote unquote.
It's true. I have people in my real life that don't know when my eyes are correct or not.
Right?
So, I mean, people that I see literally every day will be like, are you wearing colored contacts? I'm like, I've been wearing colored contacts every day for the past 6 months.
So the moral of the story is, be safe, because it's not worth losing an eye over so you can have the perfect color eyeballs for your photo shoot and cosplay. Because y'all know, like, if you do a photo shoot, you can just have the photographer change your eye color, right? Like, that's a one-up.
They can remove the red eye and then add the color that you want.
Right. That's like photo editing 101. Pretty much any photographer that edits photos can do this for you if you ask them. They may or may not charge you extra because they may consider that a beauty edit, but just ask and a lot of them will do it.
And this has been my soapbox.
Right? Well, it is a common question. We have now thoroughly answered all of the contacts questions that we typically see.
On that note, I'm Ashlyn.
I'm Elle.
We are Lovey Cosplay.
And this is Chic Cosplayers Say, color me crazy, but be safe with your contacts.
Wow.
Bye. You've been listening to Chic Cosplayers Say, an LVC production. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at PodcastSCS. Our website is lavicosplay.com. Have a fun, crazy con or cosplay-related story, absurd cosplay question, or just something in general to share with us? Email us at podcastscs@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and remember, just because you can, doesn't mean you should.